love preserve, taught power in this world. There is time with God's own hand, holy, the ancient words, the ancient words, ancient words, ever true. Change in me, change in me. We are called, we are called, we are called. Ancient world, ancient world, ever true. Change in me,
change in you.
We have come, we have come. We know the time.
One more time.
Sing ancient words,
ancient words,
ever true. Just to see,
ancient
we are called, we know.
Father, breathe upon your word, ancient word. Let it change someone's life today. In Jesus' precious name. Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Shout the loudest amen.
Amen.
We have come to experience the ban in Gilead today. And before we apply this ban in Gilead, in this service, and through this month, we shall be looking at the connections or the conditions for divine health. And this service, we are looking at kingdom service and divine health, part two. That is serving God and his connection with our health. Our objective is threefold. We want to understand the relationship between kingdom service and divine health. What is the relationship? Second, we want to understand the way in which kingdom service brings about divine health. How does kingdom service facilitate health? And thirdly, we want to understand how to serve God effectively. Throughout Scripture, the connection has been established between serving God and being serviced by God. between serving God and walking in health and wholeness. In the first service, we looked at the example of Abraham. Abraham was the man who was officially called the servant of the Lord, a man of unbeatable strength, going into battle himself at the age of almost 100, climbing the mountain, literally a mountain expedition at the age of almost 120. Abraham was the one, had enough strength to prepare an altar himself and bound his child at the age of almost 120 something. After Sarah's death, Abraham still had enough strength to remarry at close to almost 140 years of age. He remarried after his son Isaac had already married. And then died in good old age, in health and in strength. That was Abraham. Our second example is the example of Moses. Moses was a notable servant of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 14 and in verse 31, the Bible speaking said, "And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." They feared the Lord. They believed the Lord and his servant Moses. In Numbers chapter 12 and in verse 7. Numbers chapter 12 verse 7. God speaking regarding Moses said, "My servant Moses." It's not so. Who is faithful in all my life? Moses was a man who was notable in the service of God. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, we saw at a time where Moses stood before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Moses stayed with God 40 days, 40 nights without food on the mountain. But there are three things I want you to know about the health and the strength of Moses. First of all, Moses carried the burden of the most rebellious congregation in the history of the world. The most rebellious. That is the kind of burden a person carries and can collapse in death. His father-in-law Jethro was advising him in Numbers chapter 18, verse 21-22. He said it was not good for Moses to bear the burden of the people alone. He should choose out men that will bear the people's burden with him. Exodus. It's not good to bear these people's burden by yourself. He carried the burden of the most rebellious people in Israel. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that God had done for Moses and for Israel's people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, verse 1, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back. Go on. I think it's verse 15, 16. It's not good for you to bear the burden of these people alone. And you know, people can be burdensome. As a pastor, preparing a message to preach, for me is easier than hearing the burdens of people. Every pastor knows that. The thing that thou doest is not good. You will surely wear away, both you and these people, For this thing is too heavy for you. Moses carried a heavy burden, yet he couldn't die before his time. Secondly, Moses crisscrossed the length and the breadth of the wilderness with the children of Israel for 40 years without wearing out. 40 solid years. The length and the breadth. He crisscrossed the length and the breadth on foot for 40 years. And he was not worn out. Thirdly, everyone who was a contemporary of Moses died in the wilderness. Everyone who was Moses' age or contemporary died and faded away in the wilderness, except Joshua and Caleb. Everybody who came out of Egypt, age 80 and above, everybody died. In Numbers chapter 14 and in verse 28, God speaking, say unto them, as truly as I live, say the Lord, as he has spoken in my ear, so will I do to you. Verse 29, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole family, your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. He said, doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear unto make you dwell therein, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Those were the only two people who survived the wilderness because they wholly followed the Lord. I am here to announce to somebody, when men say they are cast down because of your service for God, you shall be saying there is a lifting up. Let me announce to somebody, you shall not die like others die. You shall not perish like others perish. You shall not be wasted like others are wasted. If you are saying amen, shout a believer's amen. Somebody shout the loudest hallelujah. And what happened at the end of Moses' life? Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 34. And Moses was 120 years old. Moses, the servant of the Lord, was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim. His eye was not dim. His eye was not dim. And his natural force was not reduced. He didn't squeeze eye on occasion of age. He didn't slow down by reason of age. His eye was not dim. His natural force was not reduced because he was called Moses, the servant of the Lord. Everybody here battling with the dimness of the eye, I declare it is over forever. It is over forever. It is over forever. Everyone here battling with weakness in the body, weakness in the system, it is over forever. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as we take your seat. Is God speaking to somebody here? All that you need is serve God and serve Him well. Serve God. Serve Him well. And cut short before your time is not your portion. Now, how does service guarantee divine health? In the first service, we said that divine health is a kingdom health insurance policy for kingdom laborers. The same way organizations have health insurance policy for their people. That is the way. Now, but secondly, the divine health is a covenant benefit of the kingdom service covenant. That is second. Divine health is a covenant benefit. I mentioned one in the first service, I'm mentioning the second now. It's a covenant benefit of the kingdom service covenant. Exodus 23, 25, where we read, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. Let me say this to you. Kingdom service is not just an activity fueled by zeal. It's not just a zeal-based activity. I am so zealous, so I want to work for God. It is beyond that. Kingdom service is a covenant practice. It's a covenant practice with proven covenant benefits. Let me say it, and I want you to hear it. When we mention covenant practice, one of the things that come to our mind is tithing and giving and all that, and it's all part of it. But kingdom service is not just a zeal-based activity. It is a covenant practice with proven covenant benefits. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. It is your duty to serve, and it is my duty to take sickness away from the middle of you. It is your duty to serve. That is what covenant is all about. A relationship of unbroken commitment. That is covenant. A relationship where the commitment is unbroken. It is a covenant practice. Am I communicating at all? How reliable is it? How reliable? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. If God says, I will do it, how reliable? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said it, and shall he not do it? Did he say, if you serve me, I will bless you, and you will not do it? Did he say, if you serve me, I will take sickness away from your midst, and I will not do it? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29. He said, and also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. His strength lies in his lielessness. The fact that he cannot lie is a part of his strength. If he can lie, he is weak. The strength of Israel will not lie. How reliable, how dependable is that covenant? Psalm 89, verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter that thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. If I say to you, you will serve me and I will bless you, I can't break it. If I say to you, you shall serve me and I will take sickness from the middle of you, I cannot break it. I speak to somebody here today. Everyone genuinely serving the Lord with any trace of affliction in your body, I declare that affliction is over forever. Say amen like a believer. Say amen like a believer. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 20. How reliable is that covenant? Thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, then you can break my covenant with David. Any day you wake up and the sun refuses to rise and the sun refuses to set, that day let it be confirmed to you that what I said will not come to pass. But the moment you wake up in the morning and you look up and you see the sun, bounce forward, because what God said must come to pass. Hey! Any day you wake up in the morning and the sun is still up in the sky, then what God said to you is still standing. And what did he say? If you serve me, I will bless you. If you serve me, I will take sickness from the middle of you. If you serve me, I will cause your days to be fulfilled. If you serve me, nothing shall cast their young. That is how faith is built. That is how ruggedity is built. That is how audacity is built. If you wake up in the morning, say, the witch that can stop the sunlight can cut you short before your time. The wizard that can stop sunset can bury you before your time. But if that covenant cannot be, because God has just revealed to us that he is in covenant with the sun and the moon and the day and the night. They are not just moving by accident. They are controlled by covenant. They are changing positions by covenant. And for as long as that change, exchange of position continues, anything I say to you is valid. It's like the covenant of giving. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. If you woke up in the morning, and it is earth that your feet touch, not water. As long as the earth remains, if there is seed time, there must be harvest time. The only day in which there will be seed time and there is no harvest is when you stood and the earth gave way. And the earth is no longer carrying you. And the earth does not remain. But for as long as you are matching this earth, harvest is coming. If there was a seed. Hey! For as long as you are still matching this earth, if seed was released, harvest must be received. I told her the other day, I said the covenant practice of sowing prolongs life. Because after you have sown, you are not permitted to go until the harvest comes. Who will take your, who will receive your harvest for you? You have to be here to receive. Hey! Somebody match the earth very well. Match the earth very well. Say, this earth is solid. The word of God is solid. The plan of God is solid. The purpose of God is solid. The word of God to my life is solid. They must come to pass. Ay, 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 ay. Help me tell three people around you, tell them the ground is solid. The ground is solid. The ground is solid. So the word is solid. The covenant is solid. The covenant is solid. Your harvest is solid. Your expectation is solid.
day must come to pass.
Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. If the earth is still carrying your weight and the sun is still rising, what God said is valid. If the devil wants to nullify it, he should remove the earth. And he should displace the sun and the moon and the day and the night. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. No matter how desperate the night is, the day must break. Somebody is receiving some fire injection today. And I declare that sickness and ill health and poverty and empty-handedness and wretchedness is leaving your life forever. And the word of God in your life, to your life, must come to pass. Everything God has promised you that is being delayed, I declare the release now. Take your seat very, very quickly and let us see how far we can run. I'm going to rush very, very quickly. So, if you know that service to God is very concrete and produces such results, I'm sure you know that it was not just divine, but it shall serve the Lord, the Lord, and it shall bless. It shall bless. It shall bless. It shall bless. I am blessed. I am blessed. If I say that I am not blessed, it is both lie and also not humility. Because I dashed myself to God sins. I dash him myself sins. Now, what kinds of service will give you the package of the covenant? Number one is the service of the sanctuary. We saw Exodus chapter 36 and in verse 1. And now, 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 24. The Bible said, these were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their poles, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and upward. They did the work for the service of the Lord. This is where you make your talent, you make your time, you make your energy available to do something in the house. Whether it is in the area of the logistics within the house, traffic control, area of the aesthetics of the house, area of servicing and serving the brethren in counseling, in the choir ministry, prayer band, or so on. There is something you are doing in the house, and that is tied to a covenant benefit. Don't be an executive Christian. Don't be an executive Christian struggling for where to sit in church. No. Struggle for what to do. Struggle for how to serve. Struggle to leave a mark that cannot be erased. Struggle to make a mark. Struggle. That is number one. Number two is the service of prayer. The service of prayer. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Jesus Christ recruited every child of God to enforce the kingdom of God, the will of God, the plan of God on the earth at the place of prayer. In Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 37, we saw earlier on in the first service about Anna, who served God in prayer and fasting. Everyone is recruited. Praying just for your need is kindergarten level of existence. Praying that the will of God will overrun our nation. Praying that the plan of God will overwhelm the plan of the devil. praying that revival will explode, praying that souls be saved, praying that God will be happy with his work in the earth is part of your service, and it has results. Ask Daniel. Daniel was a kingdom prayer winner, a kingdom prayer star. Look at the life of Daniel. Elijah was such a prayer man that death could not locate him. Look at Elijah. Prayer. While you pray, you remember to pray for yourself. Remember to pray for the kingdom. I can't remember praying for myself and not praying for souls to be saved or for the will of God to be done. The service of prayer. Number three is the service of soul winning that took us to a Quaibom State this weekend. I'm sure some of you watched the clips. Incredible manifestations of the power of God. The whole of the state executive were there. All manner of signs. We even had the opportunity of ministering on the roadside to some people that we saw on the roadside, not just the crusade ground. The service of soul winning. Mark chapter 15, verse 16, all the way to verse 20. The Great Commission is the commission of 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Somebody, Reinhard Bonnke, once said, the Great Commission has become the Great Omission. We have been commissioned to go touch somebody's life, change somebody's life. There are people in church today who have never invited one single person to church. Oh no, that is not how to live. That is not how. And then keep on crying to God, bless me, heal me, deliver me. No, God does not work like that. Somebody must follow you to church. Somebody must be moved by your life. Your life must touch somebody, change somebody, liberate somebody in order for God to pay attention to your life. The service of soul winning. Number four is the service of worship, which I had called the service of songs. The service of soul winning. The service of worship or the service of song. In Psalm 100 and in verse 2, Psalm 100 and in verse 2, Scripture says, serve the Lord with gladness. And part of your service is to come before his presence with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence. We sing. So there are those who are too decorated for God. No. They will never. It is impossible for them to ever worship God with tears. It's not compulsory. But the tears will spoil their makeup. So it has to be controlled. It's impossible for them to ever dance in God's presence. Why? People will think they are mad. Should be civilized. I don't think I am local. But if you ever make the music to move and make the song to sing, I have already started dancing before I realized. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? David played. He played. A woman told David, see how you are shamelessly dancing before these little people. And David told the woman, it is before God who rejected your father. It was Saul's daughter. He rejected your father and used me to replace your father. It is in front of that God I am dancing. And I'm still going to play. I will play before God. God is looking for those who will play like little children.
in his front array and not think about their own dignity and their pride and their arrogance and their clout and their what is clout? The other day, me and we're driving around the premises in the night here, and just right out there, just look at the beauty and the serenity and all that God has done here, which is just the beginning. We came out of the car and lay flat on the floor. It's not only in church I can lie down. Lay flat on the ground there at the car park. Just straight before God. Ay, 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 ay. If you are not grateful, you are a great fool. Because there is always something to be grateful for. It is only the fool who said there is no God. For as long as you are not a fool, you know there is a God. And if you know there is a God, then you know there is a reason to praise God. Because he said, let everything that has breath praise. Who gave you the shoe? Who gave you the beauty? Who gave you the dress? Who gave you the dignity? Who gave you the oxygen? Who gave you your energy? That you are saying you can't dance, you can't worship, you can't celebrate that God. Who gave all these things to you? Somebody give the Adonai the I am that I am a loud shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Give him the praise as to take your seat. Mashaka bagada galagaga. The final is the service of giving. I am actually struggling with this time. The service of giving. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3. Earlier on, we saw Psalm 22, verse 30, where he said, a seed shall serve him. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3, he said, for to their power, he was talking about the churches in Macedonia. I bear record here. And beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. God, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift. They were giving something. And take upon us the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. And this they did not, as we hope, but they first gave themselves to God and to us by the will of God. This church, they were able to give massively, able to give recklessly, able to give unbelievably, because the Bible said they gave themselves to God first. There is no love without giving. Anybody can give for any reason, political reasons, and any other reason. But nobody can genuinely love and not give. Am I communicating? Nobody. It's fake love. Loving is giving. Loving. For God so loved the world that he said it. I love you, I love you, I love you. It's only in word. God loved the word, he said it, and kept on saying it. Word, I love you, word, I love you. He gave his only begotten son. Show me your giving, and I will show you your service. Show me the extent of your giving, and I will show you the extent of your loving and service, and the extent of your service to God. During this construction, one young man met me and he said, sir, it is in my heart to give massively to this project, but I'm looking for money. I'm trusting God. Can you pray for me? If God should give me so and so amount, I will give all of it to God, whole, complete. He mentioned an amount. Many zeros. Eight zeros. $100 Did you hear what I just said? It entered his hand. Under 2 months, and he dropped it whole for the construction. He has not recovered. He can't recover. There are people who are just struggling with tithe. That one wasn't tithe. Everything. We returned back from Akwa Ibom crusade yesterday. Well, how will you go to the airport by 10 in the night, 11 in the night, and say you want to catch flight? And I must be in this morning service. And crusade finished last night. After 10 to 10. And then we're at the airport. Almost 11. Which airport in Nigeria will you find flight? But kingdom-minded people have made life and destiny and crusade easy. 3 aircrafts were positioned. One position one, another one position another, another one position. One is a 12-seater, one is a 13-seater, one is 11-seater. That was how it arranged all of us home. Instrumentalist, singer, media crew, ICT, cameraman, protocol, and any other person. In fact, the ushers left early. At least 5 or 6 empty seats. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is what money is for. To use it to punish the devil. And I am here announcing to somebody, in the name of Jesus, you must have it. For as long as you are going to serve the Lord with your resources, you must have it. For as long as you are going to serve the Lord with your resources, you must have it. On our way back, I told my wife, I said, it is confirmed that one aircraft can't be enough to handle crusade team. All right? And this is not everybody yet, not everybody who came. One can't. And then God positioned you. This one sent his own. This one sent his own. This one arranged a third one. You know what happened? The one I went with, we traveled with, I had to beg them that since this one has been sent, permit me to go back with this one so that the blessing can rest on that one too. They said, no problem. I said, but our Lord will remain here so that the blessing can flow here. Let's just release us to follow that one. He said, we are not good. The captain said, we won't be selfish. You already flew with us coming. So we give the other people the chance. Very soon they will be struggling like that. Am I communicating at all? I announce to you today in the name that is above every name, financial resources, massive resources that is needed for the sake of the gospel is directed in your way. Believers, shout the loudest, amen. The state executive were so humble. They went with us all the way to the airport. From number one to number everybody. Kept the airport open. Said, it is open till any day, anytime you want to fly out. It's open. No staff is to go until we have finished the crusade. For the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and his Christ, and he shall reign. Beloved, I want you to serve God in these dimensions. Serve God in these dimensions. Serve God in these dimensions. And the God that you and I serve will take you by surprise. Take your seat 1 minute. Let me round up because time just raced. Now, how do you serve God effectively? Number one, I will rush here, but this is actually the most important part of the message. Serve with faith and understanding. Serve God with faith and understanding. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Hebrews 11:6. Please write us that reference there. And a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Do you know what he said? He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What does that mean? I am not wasting my life. You must have the revelation that you are not wasting your time. You are not wasting your life. And God is not wasting your time. You must serve with that mentality. Otherwise, service is profitless. Number two, serve heartily and passionately. Heartily. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 to 6, he said, you should not serve as be obedient to your servants. Now look at verse 6. Servant, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Don't do eye service. Don't try and struggle to please people. Let it come from your heart. Don't look for a thank you from any mortal man. Don't be looking out for, I am all this is I'm doing. Nobody is appreciating me. Nobody needs to appreciate you. If human beings appreciate you, you already have your reward. Number three, serve excitedly and enthusiastically. Don't carry long face so that you don't make your journey long. No. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 14, the people were complaining. You have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his covenant? What is he benefiting us? And we have walked mournfully. See what they said? Mournfully before the Lord of hosts. How can you walk mournfully and expect profit? How can you control traffic in depression, quarreling everybody, and do your work frowning at everybody? And you are wondering why your service to God has produced no result. Because you are acting and functioning as if you had an alternative, you won't be here. What I'm doing is the best thing for me under heaven. Give me a crusade check. Give me organized crusade and organized roadside evangelism. And if you want, I can pay you for it. And yet we are not taking offering at the crusade ground. And yet we are not taking offering at the roadside evangelism. Not a dime of offering. So it is not, we are not there for money. For all those who think that all these things happen. See crowd. How many hundred or how many thousands are these? If everybody give one naira. Or at least say 10 naira. Or it's okay, everybody give one thousand. Wow. There are those who have such calculation in mind. So God will never allow them to see such a crowd. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Serve excitedly, enthusiastically. Number four, serve uprightly and reverentially. Uprightly. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11. Be. He said, be ye holy, be ye clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord. Clean up your life if you have anything to do with the sanctuary. Be ye clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord. Don't be a fraudster, a liar, a crook, a 419, a dupe, a drug addict in the secret. Fraudulent immoral life. And publicly, you are doing this and that. No. It corrupts and destroys the service. Finally, serve selflessly and in humility. No struggle for applause. Selflessly and in humility. You humble yourself under God. And he will, in due season, lift you up. It is a new season for somebody. Who is that person? If you are the person, shout the loudest amen. If you are that person, shout the loudest amen. If you are the person, shout the loudest amen. Everyone who came in here with any trace of affliction, any trace of disease, any trace of disaster in your body, every curse, ancestral, generational, family curse, I declare they are destroyed now. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Roll on the clip of the Aquai Bomb Crusade. I will take it from there. Every growth and every tumor in your body dries up now. Give the Lord a praise. Stand up again. Lump on the left ear disappeared with the pain. 3 years you couldn't hear anybody except sound in this ear. Now the sound is gone. People with broken bones, the bones are walking. I am amazed at this woman's testimony. She is holding both the corset, lumber jacket, and holding the walking. For how long have you had it? For 1 year. What did the doctor say? She lumbers for nothing. From your back. Are you just looking out? Now, remove it now. Show the devil how you can walk now. Hey! Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, oh, no, no, no. He flew out of the keke and from the evening, they leg everything in capacity.
Everything.
Everything. He managed to come into the meeting tonight. As the word came, the power of God shot through him. All of his body, he began to walk. This hand, he began to lift it.
No wonder people were screaming when he was coming out.
Your bone was visible. Your bone was out. He was practically unable to stamp this leg on the ground because the bone here came out. But tonight, Jehovah delivered him from it.
How does he walk?
Are you just looking? You brought him from Oka. Was brought to back. An arrow was fired into that eye, blinded in 2 eyes for 4 solid years.
Blind for 4 years.
Called to back.
Called to back.
They blinded him for 4 years.
4 years.
He told me you are wearing yellow. He saw you. Hey!
Are you just sitting and looking like?
What is it? Come and follow. Come and pick it.
Don't want to catch it. A mad care restored. I just mentioned madness.
Victoria brought into this meeting today mad. While the declaration went on, all of a sudden she regained her senses. They called her and she can now talk clearly and she's whole and she's perfect now. They came with her.
For how long?
For 1 year.
This lady had this affliction for 4 years.
They couldn't do anything about it. And what happened here?
Now, in the presence of God, it disappeared.
This thing disappeared.
She went to snap
this terrible demonic affliction. For how long has it lasted?
For 4 years.
That's an unbelievable cause right there. And that is this demonic thing that has been here for 4 years. No medication and nothing to handle it. And just now, it has been materialized. The eating and everything disappeared. And it has disappeared. It has disappeared. See the skin again. There is a young lady here. You are not breastfeeding. You are not even married. But breastfeeding is only continuously.
charge and paying for 1 year, both of them just disappeared now.
Are you just standing and looking like that? The mighty God we serve. Can somebody give the King a shout? Stand up on your feet. Give him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a loud shout of victory. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you, only you, only you, only you, only you, only you, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do
what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can change any situation, Jehovah. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you are capable, only you reliable, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you, only you, only you, only you, only you, only you, Jehovah.
Only you, only you, only you. What a mighty God. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for that crusade. Thank you for the turnaround in the lives of the people. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, Father, I release myself into the covenant of kingdom service. Help me, Lord, to release the service in the sanctuary, service of prayer, service of soul winning, service in worship, service in giving. Help me, Lord, to serve with faith, to serve with understanding. Help me, Lord, to serve heartily, to serve passionately. Help me, Lord, to serve excitedly, to serve enthusiastically. Help me, Lord, to serve uprightly, to serve in reverence. Help me, Lord, to serve selflessly and to serve in humility. I receive that grace to serve. Open your mouth and say it for the next 1 minute. I receive the grace to serve like that. Yes, Lord, I receive that grace in Jesus' name. Lift up your head. Everywhere you are this morning, ushers, you can stop those coming now to hold on for the next service, please. Those welcoming people at the end of the service, there's no use coming in right now. Please. Someone communicate to them. And those coming in now, you know you are coming in for the third service, so just bear that in mind. Lift up your hand. Anywhere you are in need of surrender. You need forgiveness for your sin. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, Lord, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand up? God bless you. I see a lot of hands here. All right, quickly, pick your Bibles and bags and come forward here. While they do that, the rest of us take your seat for a minute.
Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good. Everybody testifies.
Come forward, you carry your Bibles and your Bible.
You are good, Jehovah,
everywhere you are,
you are good.
See the first to come forward.
Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah, you are good.
Everybody
testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah.
Again, you want your sins forgiven. You want the bondage of addiction broken. You want to rededicate your life to God. Step forward here. I'm seeing two people wearing collars. There's a man there. I thought he's the same person. Is that a collar or is it a dress? The man behind the fan there. Or is it a dress? I just saw this one. Saw him in the course of the service, and then I saw this one coming out. I'm wondering. So many collars today. Come up here, sir. There may be another collar. Is there another one? Of course, you know that if you have collar, you have to remove it when you come here. Quickly come forward. What happened to you, sir?
I just had a sudden pain by my neck here.
When?
Here. That was a year now.
A year?
Yeah.
A year now?
A year now.
What of you, sir? Degenerative disc.
Disc. Yes.
Which? Cervical disc.
No, just behind the neck here.
Yes, that's cervical. That's right at the back of the neck. Right? The pain there.
Yeah.
The reason why you are here is because God will heal you. All right. Just remain here. Those of you standing, place your right hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done in Jesus' name.